This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Hamas officials have chosen a new leader, the mastermind behind the October 7th attacks. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Palestinian military group Hamas has chosen Yahya Sinwar as its new leader after Ismail Haniyeh was killed by a presumed Israeli strike. Sinwar is Hamas's top official in Gaza, who masterminded the October 7th attacks in Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Sinwar has the power to ensure that a ceasefire deal is reached in the Israel-Hamas war. Tensions in the Middle East have soared since the killing of Haniyeh and of a top commander from the Iran-backed Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. Israel's prime minister says it's already in a multi-front war with Iran and its proxies. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
United States Vice President and Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris shared the stage with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz on Tuesday for the first time since she announced him as her running mate for the 2024 presidential election.
So, Pennsylvania, I'm here today because I found such a leader. Governor Tim Walz of the great state of Minnesota.
Progressives are already celebrating Walz's ability to deliver an unapologetically populist message in the style of a Midwestern dad who recalls the social studies teacher and football coach he once was. He also famously coined calling the Republican candidates weird.
Just an observation of mine that I made. I just have to say it. You know it. You feel it. These guys are creepy and, yes, just weird as hell. That's what you see.
Walz is traveling this week with Harris to Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, and Nevada, all battleground states for the 2024 presidential election. This is VOA News. British police are gearing up for another night of violence and concerns that far-right groups plan to target as many as 30 locations around the country following a week of rioting and disorder. Prime Minister Keir Starmer sent a warning to possible rioters that they should expect to be punished for their disorder.
Over 400 people now have been arrested, 100 have been charged, some in relation to online activity, and a number of them are already in court. And I'm now expecting substantive sentencing before the end of this week.
Authorities are mobilizing about 6,000 specially trained officers this week to respond to possible turmoil on Wednesday. Student demonstrations turned mass protests in Bangladesh overthrew the government of Sheikh Hasina, but the new caretaker government yet to be formed with Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus will face a greater challenge ahead, analysts warn. Michael Kugelman is the director of the South Asia Institute at the Wilson Center.
Bangladesh is in a very volatile political state right now, and there's a lot of uncertainty about what's coming next. The longer that uncertainty endures, the greater chances that then raises for the risks of more violence and unrest. The interim government will need to be clear on its time frame for a political transition.
The military played a decisive role in Hasina's resignation, but it will also play a decisive, if uncertain, role in shepherding the future of Bangladesh.
Bangladesh's army today appears much less inclined to play an activist and central role in politics compared to how it used to be several decades back.
Bangladesh's military chief has said on Wednesday that an interim government will be sworn in on Thursday. An Australian man is set to appear in court on Wednesday after being arrested for the alleged theft of almost $400,000 worth of commemorative coins linked to the popular children's television show Bluey, police said. Sean Hogan from Reuters reports.
The 47-year-old is accused of stealing 63,000 unreleased limited edition Australian $1 coins from a warehouse in a Sydney suburb in June. Police allege he stole the coins from the back of a truck with the help of two male accomplices. A special police unit named Strike Force Bandit was set up to investigate the crime, with police saying the coins are selling online for 10 times face value. The coins produced by the Australian Mint are legal tender, but with one face featuring the canine main character Bluey. One of the most streamed television shows in the United States last year, the Australian animated show targeted at children is widely loved by adults too.
That was Sean Hogan from Reuters. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.